You're listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, Pawama, Westphalia at Harbor Beach. And right now, let's join Clark Ramsey, who is with Pirate head coach Troy Schelke. Clark?
We're now being joined by the head coach of the Harbor Beach football program, Troy Schelke, helmsman for 17 years now, going on in deep into the playoffs, the regional finals for the third straight year, and now taking on the Pawama, Westphalia Pirates. Troy, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me, Clark.
So last week, let's talk about Bath first. Strong running back, strong fullback coming into that game, option read, but really it was all Harbor Beach right from the get-go.
Yeah, I thought we handled the option really well. I have to be really disciplined to do that, and I thought we were disciplined and wanted to be real physical, and I think we played that way and played a good ball game once again last week.
One of the things that I was concerned about was the size. Bath had a lot of players, 200-plus. Their center was 245 pounds. Harbor Beach is this year rather undersized, but they make up for in speed.
Yeah, I think when we watch these teams on tape, we're amazed at how big they are. I mean, look at their rosters, and some big boys on these teams we're playing. I think our quickness has to be a huge factor, quickness and speed. And then the big thing that we've been really sharp on the last two or three weeks is the physical play. So we have to use our quickness and be real physical all over the field.
Moving on to this week, Pawama, Westphalia. They've had a winning season since 1995, and they made the playoffs for now 10 years in a row since 2004. A lot of playoff experience, a very storied program coming from basically the northwest side of Lansing. What's your feel going into this game?
Yeah, great program, great tradition there. We feel like we have outstanding tradition here too, and so it gets quite a lot tougher this week. They're a little more balanced than these other teams as far as run and pass. Definitely better defensively, and they mix up their fronts like crazy, and it'll be a real test for us. We'll have to play a really good ball game to win.
This is your first Saturday game in the postseason, your first since week number three when he played Menominee, which brings you to your only loss this season so far. How important is that Menominee game, seeing a different style of offense, seeing a bigger opponent who is still going to the playoffs in Division 5?
Yeah, last year it really helped us, I think. We lost last year to Menominee also. So hopefully it'll help us again this year, just the experience of playing a day game. Hopefully that'll help. And then we figured to have a dogfight this week, so being in a battle with a tough opponent like Menominee, hopefully that'll help us this week. But the main thing will be, who plays better Saturday at 2 o'clock from 2 to about 5 o'clock.
This week has been bitter cold. The whole week, you've been practicing in very cold temperatures. I was out on practice on Wednesday with you guys. And does it seem like the team is getting used to it finally, or is it still going to be a factor for both teams, or is Pawama not really quite certain what lake effect snow is?
Yeah, it's good to have you out there yesterday. You missed the day before. The day before, we were making snow angels and had a couple snowball fights and had fun in the snow. So it was really enthusiastic practice, and then I thought we picked it up at the end and really played well and practiced well at the end of practice. So our guys know when we're emotionally invested and we're locked in and focused, we're really, really strong. If we're not, then we can be beaten like anybody else. So it's going to be real important that when it's daylight that we're ready to play and that we keep the intensity up throughout.
Let's take a look at the Pawama Westphalia roster now. Of course, their quarterback, 6'3", 180 pounds, a senior leader. He can run the option, he can run, he can pass. What can't he do?
Yeah, really a dual threat quarterback, and he's one of the best we've seen this year, and we'll have to be really sharp dealing with him. Our coverage will have to be sound in the secondary. We'll have to wrap up and tackle, and they have a good running game with a really strong fullback and a good halfback or two also in a strong line. So we'll have our work cut out for us.
I've been practicing all week, seeing that we're playing Pawama Westphalia, and their leading running back is Wolniakowski. So I've been trying to roll that one off the tongue. And now his key, from what I've seen from the films and everything else, Wolniakowski likes to go outside, which is the complete opposite of what Reindress did for Bath last week.
Yeah. So, we'll have to be really firm on the inside and then take good pursuit angles and then, be physical at the point of attack and then physical when we tackle. And if we do that, I think we'll be able to make some stops. If we're not sharp, they have the type of offense that can really do some damage.
Last year at this point in the regional finals, you played Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes. Midday, I remember it was a foggy day. Really not much offense production from either side. It was a strong defensive battle. Do you kind of feel the same thing going to happen this year?
Yeah, you never know. We had gone over and scouted Waterford, and we'd seen them on film. And from that scouting report, they didn't seem as good as some of the other teams we played. But obviously, they had a really good chance of beating us here last year, and we just kind of held on to win, and it was, a defensive struggle. Who knows what's going to happen this week? But our goal is to, by the end of the game, be ahead by at least one and be able to move on. So, yeah, hopefully that experience last year will help us. And we haven't had a close game in the playoffs yet this year. Our guys have to be ready for that. We can't be surprised when we're in a close game.
How do you feel that Pawama Westphalia is feeling coming to this game. Of course, they lost last year to Ishpeming in the state semifinals. The year before that, in 2011, they actually lost to Novell, the team Harbor Beach lost to in the regional finals. They lost to in the state finals. So obviously, they know what it takes to win. Do you feel that Harbor Beach still has that slight advantage, knowing how to bring home a state title?
You know, they're backed by tradition also, so it'll be really interesting, I think, to see how this game turns out and how the game progresses once the game starts.
Troy Schelke of the Harbor Beach Pirates, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much, Clark.
Good luck out there.
Appreciate it.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
All the WLEW sports action more ways than just the radio. Stream online at thumbnet.net or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with your call, as well as Mike Meiser down the sidelines. And right now we are being joined by the editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, sports editor Paul P. Adams, for our media roundtable. Mr. Adams, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me. Don't give me any more titles than I need, Clark. I already wear enough hats over there.
All right. Good enough there. So, of course, today's media roundtable, we have Paul P. Adams, who won last week in the differential and by picking Harbor Beach by 34 points as the differential you chose, and the actual score was 42 points. Dave took 25. Unfortunately, he was correct, but not close enough for this. Mm-hmm. Mike Meiser is joining us this week as our sideline correspondent for WLW Sports. We're going to throw him in the round table, and of course, Dave Hansen in game analysis for WLW Sports, who is 0-1 in the round table. We will let the champion go first, Mr. Paul P. Adams. What do you have for us today?
Well, obviously, I'm going to go with Harbor Beach. It'd be crazy not to go with Harbor Beach at this point, and I think they'd run me out of town. They still have 25 minutes to run me out of town.
A long way from
if I didn't
third
pick
floor.
Them. So, obviously, I'm going to go with Harbor Beach, and as you guys have been saying, we're looking out here. Pawamo definitely has the size advantage. They're going to try to be physical, probably slow the ball down, and I think they're going to be able to. I think this game's going to be close for a while, but I think Harbor Beach's speed is going to be a little bit too much. And defense and special teams, I think, are going to be the real key for the Pirates, and it has been for the last 2 weeks. Harbor Beach has been continually working with short field position, and that has been a testament to the great punt returns and great defense, and I think they're going to get that. And last week, Pawamo turned the ball over three times, and Carson City didn't cash in every time. If you turn the ball over three times against Harbor Beach today, I think the Pirates are going to make you, the Harbor Beach Pirates, that is, are going to make you pay for those. So my score, and again, this is just, these things just come to me in visions.
That's scary.
40.